has appointed a service provider to conduct a 6-month impact assessment study on the socioeconomic implications of relocating the legislature from Cape Town to Pretoria. National Assembly Speaker Baleka Mbete made the announcement today while addressing the sitting of the House during the tabling of Parliament's 2.4 billion rand budget for 2018-2019. Government has been pushing for Parliament to be moved from Cape Town to Pretoria, arguing the costs of running two capital cities were simply too high and unsustainable to the pressured public purse. Government is forced to provide logistical and administrative support, such as staff, vehicles and houses, among other things, to all members of the executives and their deputies in both Pretoria and Cape Town. Economists have previously estimated that the relocation would cost in the range of 7 billion, but would bring a savings of between 500 million and 750 million rand a year. Well, for more on this, I'm now joined on the line by Parliamentary Spokesperson Moloto Motapo. Moloto, good evening. Welcome to the program.
Good evening, Karima, and good evening to the listeners.
Would it be fair to say the fact that you have, in fact, appointed a service provider to conduct a 6-month impact assessment study on the socioeconomic implications of relocating the legislature from Cape Town to Pretoria, that the matter is now actually decided, that you're actually going to do this?
Yeah, I think the matter that has been decided, Karima, is the process of investigating, as you correctly say, the feasibility or the socioeconomic study of relocating Parliament to Tshwane or expanding the current buildings of Parliament to deal with the space constraints that we are confronted with. So those are the comparisons that will be conducted, but also the scope of work of the research will also look at conducting looking at the previous studies that were conducted by the DPW, Department of Public Works and Parliament. Remember that this is not the first time that the matter is discussed. It actually started in 1994. So
indeed,
there's been a number of studies that were conducted with regard to the whole thing, but not at the scale that we are going.
Mm.
Because as you correctly say in your intro, this is a socioeconomic assessment of this particular potential move to also look at the economic impact and the social impact of Cape Town or the entire region.
Mm-hmm.
Should such a move succeed.
I'm going to come back to the implications for Cape Town, but what is interesting is the additional issues around scope of what the feasibility study is going to be looking at. You're speaking also about the fact that they need to also cost and, I suppose, look at what it's going to involve to increase the space issue in Parliament, given the fact that there's severe constraints. So and then you're also saying that they're going to be studying what was previously put on the table. So this is to date probably the most comprehensive feasibility study that you are conducting. If, for example, Moloto, the assessment suggests that the impact on the Cape Town economy will be so drastic that it will affect the city negatively, but, for example, the cost of rebuilding or building onto Parliament in Cape Town is beyond what you have in the kitty as the National Assembly Speaker has. What is going to weigh heavier in the final analysis? Is it just going to be rands and cents, or is it going to be a broader set of issues that will in the final analysis give you, you know, the decision?
Yeah, because I mean, it's like we are, you and I agree, it's the most comprehensive study yet that is being embarked upon.
Mm.
It looks at a wide range of issues. It's not just the issue of space, but it's also the issue of the cost of having Parliament in Cape Town versus relocating it to Tshwane, where it will be at the same province as the seat of government. So there will be. I don't want to preempt what the study will say, but it is going to be the most hectic 6 months for for the winning bidder, because it is quite a very comprehensive one. I mean, as I said, the economic implications of the region will have to be assessed. We'll have to also look at the implication of the members of parliament themselves, the presiding officers, the political party support staff, the support staff of parliament. There will be those that, for instance, that have stayed in Cape Town for all their lives and have worked in Cape Town. For instance, there are people in parliament who have worked for parliament for over 30 years and some for 40 years. So there will be, obviously, that will affect not only themselves as employees, but their families and all those kind of things. So those are the HR aspect of it as well, but they are also social, because sometimes people might decide to move. For instance, if we say that we are moving, they decide to move, but that might affect their productivity levels, because they will be in a place where they don't want to be, like a fish out of the water. So there will be a lot of, there are so many things that the terms of reference touch on that will have to be investigated in order to arrive at an appropriate recommendation that will be made to Parliament in order to decide.
Absolutely. I mean, I can just imagine, for example, the stakeholders that will have to be consulted. I mean, you've got a very active Nehao in Parliament. I mean, their members are going to be directly affected. And as you say, it's not the individuals alone who work at Parliament who's got track records of 30, 40 years of service, but also, of course, their families. But the thing that I wanted to come to is that it says here in the statement, with respect to the proposal of relocating Parliament, an external service provider, Pamoja Property Limited, has been appointed to conduct the six-month socioeconomic impact study commencing this month. Tell me, Moloto, is 6 months enough to do the kind of comprehensive study that you want, considering that they must look at previous suggestions as well and all the stakeholders? And then the question after that I'd like you to answer is, why are you using an external service provider? Why are you not using, for example, the Department of Public Works? I mean, they own the largest property portfolio in the country. Those buildings belong to the government. Would they not have been perhaps better suited and perhaps cheaper to conduct the study that you require?
No, like I'm saying, with regard to the last question, there has been obviously we are not discounting the role of the Department of Public Works or the knowledge that resides there, because of as you correctly say, their experience of managing the largest portfolio of properties. We are saying that there are a number of reports that have been developed by the Department of Public Works. In fact, the whole process that culminated with the appointment of an external service provider was itself a product of a process that involved both Parliament and the Department of Public Works. Yes, and other external stakeholders. So it is a most comprehensive thing. I am certain that even the department itself will not have in-house researchers to carry out the task of this caliber. So it is very important that you get people who are knowledgeable, who whose job is to produce this kind of empirical evidence that will guide Parliament in terms of how to move from here.
Just quickly, the final question: the 6 months that you've given them? Do you think it's enough time?
Yeah. Well, it's 6 months because we are also looking at the fact that we are moving towards the conclusion of the fifth parliament of this current term of parliament.
Yes, of course.
Sometime next year, with the expectation that there will be elections sometime during the first part of 2019. So those are the matters that we are looking at, because as Parliament we are busy with the finalization of the legacy report.
Right.
So that study should be part of the legacy report for implementation by the sixth Parliament. So those are the considerations that we are looking at. So it really, they have to really hit the ground running and to ensure that we are ready before the conclusion of this current term of parliament.
Absolutely. Come in on time and on budget. Thank you very much, Parliamentary Spokesperson Moloto Motapo, explaining the logic of the fact that an external service provider has been appointed to conduct what is, in my view, one of the most comprehensive looks at why the implications of moving Parliament from Cape Town to Tshwane. And of course, he is saying that the appointment of an external company is partly as a recommendation of the work that the Department of Public Works have conducted. We're going to be taking a short break. When we come back, we will be speaking with the ANC.